This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily, and today we have a bit of a spooky Thursday episode.
I'm scared.
Because Halloween is just around the corner. I'm personally very excited. We'll be discussing a somewhat disturbing TikTok about monitoring your child's sugar intake on Halloween. And we thought we'd also share our thoughts on how to make Halloween a positive one.
Hell yeah. So this TikTok is called The Switch Witch. And it's this guy talking about some stuff.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
So yeah, it's a father of a girl. She appears to be about 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read the narration. So they're talking about what they do on Halloween so that their kid doesn't eat too much candy. Mm-hmm. Trick-or-treating is fun, but kids don't really need all that candy. So here's what we do instead. Our daughter goes out and has a blast trick-or-treating. When she gets home, she gets to pick out 5 of her favorite pieces of candy to keep. Then she leaves the rest of the candy in her basket and leaves it on the front porch. During the night, the Switch Witch comes and takes the rest of the candy and leaves a gift in return.
Oh my God.
In this case, it's an Elsa doll.
Okay.
We heard about this a few years ago, and now our daughter is just as excited for the Switch Witch to come as she is for trick-or-treating. This has been a great way to cut back on candy, but still enjoy Halloween.
Interesting.
I was so horrified by this video. Like, just, first of all, way to suck all the fun out of Halloween. Like, because I know from having nephews and going trick-or-treating with them, there is nothing better than seeing mm-hmm. the joy on their faces collecting pounds of candy. They never go through all
it's
that candy.
It's the first time they're ever earning anything for themselves.
You know what? That's so true. They're basically performers.
They're door-to-door salesmen.
Yes. I mean, I just think, like, that is one of the most pure things about being a kid is how excited you are for free candy on Halloween.
Here's the thing I will say, though, about the Switch Witch is, and I kind of love the term the Switch Witch, is that I think it's a nice option. Like, I wish it wasn't a mandatory thing that's like, oh, you only get to keep 5 pieces and then you put in your basket this and you could get another toy or whatever. Because it's like, I'm thinking about, you know, places where you like play games to get tickets and then you exchange those tickets for those little
prize.
Gifts on the walls. Yeah. What if the candies were like tickets where it's like, you can decide, oh, I want to keep actually 20 pieces and then get like a little toy. Or it's like, no, I want to keep all of my candy this year. Or it's like, actually, Dad, I'm not into candy this year. I want the Switch Witch to give me something massive, like a Barbie dream house or something like that.
It's an interesting idea, but I'm also approaching it from the idea of like, disclaimer, I'm not a parent.
Mm-hmm. Neither of us are parents.
And so I know that this arena is very difficult to navigate, but I just don't want to spoil my children when I have children. And like, I think the whole like present culture, like you do something good and you get a present, like we can't be doing any of that. Like, I just think it's so inappropriate. Like, there are certain holidays that I feel like you get gifts and other kids, it's like becomes unfair when you're getting a gift every Halloween and other kids aren't. I don't know. That's just my personal.
If like other kids are like, wait, where'd you get that? And you're like, the Switch Witch. But it's like, but my family doesn't have the Switch Witch. And it's like, well, that's because of your religion. No.
Yeah. It's
like, I always felt left out on Christmas.
Right.
It's but like that doesn't mean I want to like take away Christmas for other people.
I understand that. I just think like there's something in my bones that sees this and it's like,
bones.
There's something in my bones that I see this and I'm like, you're spoiling your kid for no reason. Like, why? To avoid them eating a few extra pieces of candy?
I think it's less about spoiling and it's more about control over what they're eating.
Which is also
that
gross.
Part feels a little icky.
Well, you know, I gathered some of the popular comments mm-hmm. on this TikTok because mm-hmm. some of them are hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm just noticing that I actually didn't paste this one, but there was one person who said, what we do is we give them the choice, kind of like what you said. We yeah. give them the choice. They can trade in their candy for $1 a piece.
Which, ooh.
But I also think it's like, why are you giving your four-year-old $1? They don't know what to do
because
with that.
Because they think dollars are so much money and know, they're so excited.
Yes, but they would be just as excited for the free candy that they just got. I don't know. There's something that I really don't like about
it. If I could get $1 for every candy corn,
that would be crazy.
Catch me getting so many dollars.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like winning the lottery. Okay, this is my favorite comment. Somebody said, I love this idea. I have a toddler and he doesn't need candy, but I want him to experience going out and trick-or-treating.
He doesn't need candy.
He doesn't. Oh yeah, who needs candy?
He actually can't chew candy yet.
I also don't like that term, like, we don't need all that candy. Yeah, yeah. Nobody needs it. That's why it's fun.
Yeah.
She says, oh, I'm assuming it's a woman. She or he says, I don't eat candy and he doesn't need more than 5 pieces at 2 years old. I'm not saying I don't give him the occasional Andy's mint chocolate, but all these people are out here
the
yelling
fuck
at-
fuck is Andy's mint chocolate?
I'm not saying I don't give him the occasional Werther's original.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm not saying I don't give him the occasional frozen sour grape from the freezer that he can suck on for 2 hours. Like, what? Andy's mint chocolate? Is the best candy that this person could have written down.
I've never even heard of Andy's mint chocolate.
Oh, really?
Okay. No.
On the DL, I do like them.
Okay.
But they are kind of a grandma candy.
Okay.
It's like saying, you know, I'm not saying I don't give him the occasional fruitcake.
Ricola.
Yeah. I don't give him the occasional Hall's fruit breezer.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's the quickest way to tell me that you are out to lunch. And then they go on to say, do they know how long it takes for our tiny children to process all of that sugar? Did they know that most of the candy is genetically modified and full of food dyes? I'm not strict about much, which is, if you have to say that you're not strict about much, you're probably strict about a lot. That's just my general.
Your child's not allowed to have a lock on their door.
Right. They take the doors off
they take the
hinges
doors off. Yeah.
In this house. I'm not strict about much, but there's things we as parents can do to help our children have healthy bodies. I do my best to limit dyes, and I absolutely do not feed him food that has bioengineered on the label. Read what you all are giving to your kids. I'd much rather have the Switch Witch trade him for a truck or a puzzle. Thank you for the amazing idea and memories to come.
Hooray for your memories to come. I just want to go back to the beginning when we were talking about needing candy.
Yeah.
Because this brings up, we're going to talk about a lot of childhood stories surrounding candy today. And mine actually doesn't have to do with Halloween. It has to do with a project that we did in second grade where it was called Ellis Island. And we all had to set up little booths of stuff that you were going to sell to other people at Ellis Island. We had all immigrated and right. They were like, think about things that people need, not want, because you want to make money, you know, starting out your new life here in America.
Yeah.
And I was like, candy. Like, I decided that everybody needs candy because I love it. I think it makes life amazing. And I spent hours like making these little like doodles of different types of candies and cutting them out and got so excited for my booth. I made no money.
Nobody bought your candy?
None of the kids bought my candy.
Why?
Which was very bizarre because they didn't need it. They were off buying blankets and...
Did they give you Monopoly money or like tokens to
basically,
buy
basically, it was like a certain amount of money that you could spend on the things that you were buying.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they all bought other
the essentials.
Shit. Yeah. And uh-huh. I was stuck with a booth full of candy.
Did you guys have to change your names?
No.
Because if you were keeping it true to Ellis Island, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I can't believe nobody bought your candy.
I know.
Did you bring it home?
Well, it was paper. It was like these. Oh, it wasn't, I had like drawn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I get it. If it was real candy, they would have bought it.
Exactly. It would have been more tempting.
They weren't suspending disbelief.
Enough. Yeah.
That's what happened.
But they could believe that somebody who drew a blanket, they were like, that will keep me warm.
True. Do you remember what any of the other stuff was? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it was like blankets, clothes, like wood. Like one kid did wood for like, he's like, you could build fires and stuff. And I was like, okay. You genius.
I probably would have bought the candy.
Thank you.
Thinking about the person that I was at, when was this, kindergarten?
Second grade.
Yeah. Even at that age, I would have like built my house out of candy.
Mm.
I would have been like the gingerbread witch in Hansel and Gretel.
No, this is about the Switch Witch. Let's get back to the comments. One of them I liked was, dude, it's once a year.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, yeah, do little kids need tons and tons of candy? But no, nobody needs it. But what adult do you know who's in very, very poor health because they had candy once a year on Halloween?
Mm.
It's just not a thing. Mm. I just think it's way too possessive and controlling. Like if you're that worried, then you should be going with your kid to school every day and monitoring, you know, are they giving out munchkins? You know, like kids can handle a little bit of sugar.
I also, there was this one comment that said, why not just teach moderation? Like, it's a great idea, but it's not really teaching her anything. Like, I don't know how you would eat your Halloween candy, but I was very like, I'm going to save it for as long as I can. Like, I would have as much as I wanted during a night and then like save it because I wanted to make it last. And I think a lot of kids do teach themselves moderation in that way. Like, I don't know a ton of kids who are binging all of their Halloween candy in one night. That actually feels like more of a punishment,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, oh, you tried a cigarette, smoke a whole pack, and then you'll never want it again.
I actually did know kids like that their parents would say, you can eat it tonight, but then after tonight, it's gone.
Well, which, that's not moderation at all.
No, it
that's
encourages
crazy.
Binging.
Yeah.
It encourages binging. But I'm with you. Based on what I see now with my sister's kids and their friends who they trick-or-treat with,
mm-hmm.
they have some candy on Halloween, but then they save it and eventually it goes bad. They don't go through all the candy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're allowed to have, you know, a few pieces for dessert if they want it. Eventually they get bored of it. Somebody actually commented, we just stick it on top of the fridge in a bowl and everyone forgets about it. Like, that has been my experience.
Interesting, yeah.
That it loses the power once it's there and it's just there, you know? And that goes back to, like, my feelings on moderation. I don't think it needs to be taught.
Yeah.
That's what intuitive eating is all about. If it's available, you know that it's there, but it doesn't have this power over you and you don't want to binge on it.
But I think this is where the parents are putting how they feel about eating onto the kids who don't feel that way yet, mm-hmm. that they're like, oh, you'll do this because I do this. Like, even I live with my dad now and he'll be like, oh, don't buy that because I'm going to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. I'm like, but then just don't, because I need ice cream in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now I buy him his own.
His own ice cream?
Mm.
Does he eat it all in one sitting?
Well, I'm really proud of him because he's had this one thing of Halo Top for like 2 weeks now. And I was like, you still have your ice cream left? He goes, yeah. And I go, I'm so proud of you. Like,
wait, that's actually fascinating because Halo Top specifically encourages you to eat the whole thing in one sitting. Because on the on the peels,
yes,
it says like, don't stop till you hit the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said it in that voice, but
that's how they say it.
That's the tone, yeah. Right? And it like very much encourages binge eating. And it's like, oh, it's only 300 calories a pint. You can eat the whole thing. But like,
but I think that's what a lot of the parents are worried about, is that if they're not giving away this candy to the Switch Witch or whoever, I don't know who's taking the candy.
Well, they got to be throwing it out.
They're throwing it out. But
Or
they're eating it.
Is this just a way for parents to get the candy?
Eat their kids' candy?
Because that's actually genius.
It's a little bit evil.
My she's not evil, but my mom did used to eat our Halloween candy.
Like, I would let my mom share with me.
That's very kind of you. I would not have if she.
Do you remember that prank that I think they still do it on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, where parents told their kids that they ate all of their Halloween candy?
Yeah. At the time, I thought it was so funny.
Same.
And now when I look back at it, I'm like, that's so cruel.
No, I thought it was so funny. I used to quote it all the time and I'd be like, you sneaky mom. But then I recently rewatched it and there were so many tears and shrieking and crying. And I was like, oh my, this is mean. Like,
they're
it was like
devastated.
The first time people had really like used their kids for like content besides like America's Funniest Home Videos, but like everyone getting the same prompt of like,
yeah,
this specific thing to traumatize your kid. And I was like, but also some of the kids were really like, that's okay, mom, you were hungry.
I know, which is so sweet.
Yeah.
That's not how I would have reacted.
I love that kid who was like, mom, that's like five candies. 2 + 2 = 5.
I don't remember that one. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. So my Halloween candy trauma is kind of similar. I mean, my mom probably did eat the candy, but what happened was I had this little homemade box that I made in arts and crafts at day camp, and I decided to put all my Halloween candy in the box so I could keep it for longer. Yeah. Exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Couple months go by. So I think I didn't have that much candy on Halloween, but I kept the candy, and every so often I would go in and take some candy. I open the box one day. It's empty. I am hysterical. My dad comes over. My mom and dad are divorced. My dad comes over one day and I tell him, I'm like, Mom threw out all my Halloween candy.
He's like, now you know why we're divorced. No,
seriously. She did to your candy what she did to my Amex. I'm like, can you talk to her? Because I'm like too embarrassed to ask her why she did that. Mm-hmm. And secretly, I know why she did that. Okay. He goes and talks to her. He comes back. He's like, well, she said that you were like sneaking candy. And I was so furious. You were like,
I was going to the bank.
Yeah. Like my
piggy
bank.
I was taking out my savings every so often.
That's what I said. I was like, Dad, I wasn't sneaking candy. It's mine. I earned it.
Yeah.
I was so devastated. I never said a word to her about it, but I just remember crying because it felt like such an invasion and it felt like,
yeah.
I felt like I was doing a good thing. I thought I was being responsible and like saving my candy and only eating a little at a time. But she was just like, no, she doesn't. Like
she didn't think you
deserved
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're like, I did all of the legwork. I went to so many houses. I dressed cute in order to get the candy.
I mean, I was hitting up all the good houses. I knew the roots. Mm-hmm. I knew who had the Kit Kats. Mm-hmm. I knew who had the Almond Joys. And you took all of my Kit Kats and all of my Almond
Joys. All of my joy.
All of my joy is gone. I'm not kidding. I think about it a lot. This was like 25 years ago. And
never forget the first time your parent wronged you.
Seriously.
Was that the first time she wronged you?
Probably not. But
the first time my parent wronged me, and she gets so mad at me every time I bring it up, but I got this nightgown from a friend for my birthday, and we called it the teapot nighty because it had teacups and teapots, and I loved it so much. And then one day she just decided that I had grown out of it, and I would have worn it as a shirt for years.
Uh-huh.
I don't fucking care. She turned it into a rag.
No.
Like a cleaning rag.
No.
Yeah. And oh she has God. Apologized since, but I was like, what? How dare you?
Wait, that is so fucked up. Like this thing that you loved to wear is now something that you scrape goo off dishes with.
Yeah.
That's like horrifying.
Yeah.
If she had cut it up and put it into a quilt or something so you could savor it forever.
Made it into a little teddy bear. I used to cut up my own clothes and sew them into teddy bears or whatever.
That's cute.
Yeah. Like.
No, I totally feel you. That's offensive.
But she was just like, stop wearing this one nightgown. Like,
right. I mean,
you're nine now.
But you loved it.
I loved it.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry that your mom did that to you.
It's okay. But I almost want to say it might have been different if she sat me down and said, like, listen, Halloween's over. I'm going to take away your candy. But I think I would have still been mad.
Or like, hey, it's been 5 months. Most of that candy is probably not good anymore.
Yeah, that shit was dried out.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I could get you some new candy. Or, yeah, I don't
you
know.
You had no say in the matter.
She didn't like the idea that I was eating things not on her watch.
But this is why I want the kids to have a say in the matter. If there is a switch witch, like it could be like, hey, you can keep all of these candies or whatever, or there is an option where you could give away 5 pieces of candy and get a tiny little present from the switch witch, or you can give away 15, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a bartering system.
It's not incentive. It's just like, hey, what would you rather? Do you want like all of these? Because I'd be like, oh no, there's a few candies that I actually don't want.
Right. The
and I'd like to be able to get something for them.
The 100 grands or the
I don't mind 100 grand.
I actually like them. I don't know why I use that. The Charleston chews. My nephew's got a bunch of Charleston chews. They were like, "What is this?" I was like, "Don't eat that."
They were like gumdrops. Like, I don't want gumdrops.
I straight up told them, "Don't eat milk duds." Milk duds, I like.
See, yeah,
but
give the kids some agency.
Yeah, I think that is a better alternative than just taking it and leaving a toy.
Yeah. And also, it's like, oh, yeah, actually, candy is currency for the Switch Witch. So, like...
the Switch Witch. It is a great name.
I like the name.
It's a great name, but the idea of it kind of, like, goes against everything that I believe in.
For sure.
Somebody said, what happened to parents just letting kids be kids and enjoy Halloween? Yeah, I mean, that's basically how I feel. And this person said, honestly, no. Yes, the kids don't necessarily need the candy, but rewarding giving it up with another toy, seriously, the option to teach moderation is right there. And instead, you're advocating a tooth fairy thing based on candy gotten from other people, which is not something all parents can do.
That's true.
That's fair too. To know. It's an accessibility thing. You know, that's kind of what I was getting at with, like, this is free candy. It's part of the holiday. You know, parents are already expected to go all out for Christmas or go all out for whatever holiday they celebrate. And this just adding another thing.
Spend a ton on socks for Hanukkah.
No. Right. I got so many socks back in the day. But yeah, I think it's unnecessary. Like the opportunity to just reinforce good habits it's right there.
But if somebody had said to me as a kid, because I mean, every time a birthday rolls around or a gift giving time rolls around, my parents have always been like, what do you want? I have no idea. So if they had been like, would you rather a specific toy or would you rather, like, you know, any toy versus your candy? I'd probably be like, no, I want to keep my candy because I can't think of something. But also this candy means a lot to me.
Yeah, it's like, it's not just the candy. It's like
a lot to me.
It's the amount of candy. Like, it's a representation of the fun that you had on Halloween.
It's like your treasure chest.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I almost would prefer gilding the candy, like, you know, encrusting it in gold and then displaying it around the house or something.
I pay my Switch Witch with Hanukkah gilt.
Uh-huh. In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our producer, Lauren.
Yes, she's our new producer. We're very excited to have her on board.
And we were talking about this TikTok, and she said that she has some Halloween candy related trauma.
Yeah, and we'll do a whole episode with Lauren so you guys get to know her better. But we just wanted to have her quickly explain this trauma story because it applies. Lauren.
Hey, guys.
Lauren Hope Crass, welcome.
Thank you so much. Emily, my story is your story. It is so, I'm hashtag triggered listening to you tell this story.
Oh my God.
It's so, I was 10 years old. I was living with my mom, my grandfather and my grandmother, so my mom's parents. Mm-hmm. My father was not around. We can get into that later.
And, story for another day.
Yeah. And we lived in this condominium high rise, and we did trick-or-treating, and I walked around the building, and I wore like a cute princess outfit, and I met all my neighbors. They were mostly old people, but it mm-hmm. was really fun, you know? Yeah. And I collected the candy, and then we got home, and they were like, okay, pick out one piece.
One.
They were like, pick out one piece, and then we're going to donate the rest to the orphanage. There was a literal orphanage down the street, and they were like, these kids have less than you. You know, and meanwhile, like, my dad left, and we're living with my, like, we have nothing. Yeah. And my mom feels so bad because she's like, they're letting us live here for free, because it was mostly my grandparents being like, she can't get fat. Like, pick one piece and then take it to the orphanage. And so it's a core memory. Like, we drove to the orphanage and knocked on the door, and I was like, here. And I was so upset.
Yes, tears streaming down.
I was crying. And then like some kids came out,
this
and then
is
I was
for you.
This was so traumatizing. And then we got home, and there's a picture of me, which is probably also why I remember it. I locked myself in the food pantry. Maybe that's a metaphor. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I locked myself in the food pantry and just threw a fit and cried. And my mom or my big mama, my grandma, was like, come out of the closet. And I like opened the door and I looked really angry. And there's a picture of me.
Amazing.
Like 10 years old in a costume. Like,
they took a picture of you in that
yeah,
state?
Like, she's mad. It's funny.
See, this like, is where the Jimmy Kimmel shit comes
yes.
from.
Yes. Okay, so but it was your grandparents' idea to do this.
It was my grandparents' idea. Or this is just the story my mother has chosen to tell because she does feel bad about this story. She's like, I didn't love it.
Oh, yeah, Tikka Medi was my grandparents' idea, too.
Yeah, grandparents.
But you got an apology from her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Later on.
Yes.
That must feel nice because it's like you were upset, but even as a kid, you might have been questioning like, well, am I spoiled? Like, do these kids deserve the candy more than me?
There were so many swirling emotions of like guilt mm-hmm. of, oh, I have it better than other kids, but also I want to eat this candy that I got and
so
that I
badly.
Earned.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like the first foray into like doing anything for yourself as a human, you know? And then when they take it away, it's so hard to describe why it's so traumatizing.
Feels like taxes.
But yeah. I'm not ready for that.
Truth. Oh, that is so true.
But yeah, your mom also kind of felt strong-armed because she was like, listen, like they're letting us live here. So I guess give up my daughter's candy. I wish she had gotten you some under the rug, you know, like just slipped you a little rebate.
That, now that you're saying that, I'm like, I bet my grandma did that because my grandma couldn't enforce anything. I'm realizing this was probably my grandfather being the leader here.
You know, it's also like kind of a generational difference. At least that's what I'm sensing, because our parents' parents handled child rearing much, much differently than ours, like as a general rule. I remember my Nana one time advised my mom, because I don't know how to talk about this, because I never thought I was a bad kid, but in the past few years, it's kind of come to light that I was a bad kid. Like, very rebellious.
In what way? Okay.
Rebellious, wouldn't listen, would throw tantrums. I was kind of like an angry, frustrated kid.
Just sounds like a little person.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of shit going on, okay?
Yeah.
I've unpacked a lot of this in therapy, but my Nana gave my mom the advice to spank me.
Ooh.
And my mom did it one time.
Yeah.
Because I was acting out. And I never let her forget it. I
bring
it up. Yeah. She only did it once.
Yeah.
Same with my mom, because her mom told her to do it.
Yes.
And then she cried. Core memory also. My mother sobbing because she hit me.
I mean, just as far as spanking goes, like I saw this somewhere on the internet that was like, when you're having a conflict with an adult, like you don't hit them. You know, like, why would you do that to a kid who knows so much less and has so much less power?
And it's kind of related. Like, it's not teaching them anything.
No.
It's just teaching them to live in fear.
Yeah.
And you know, was it a little bit possibly dramatic of me to remind her? And I mean, I feel like I reminded her of this, like, 4 years ago. Like,
she probably reminded herself though too, no, because she didn't like doing it.
Yeah, she hates herself for doing it. But it does, it also feels good to get that apology. To be like, I wasn't so far off base to feel the way that I felt.
Yeah.
I got an apology about Fat Camp too recently. Nice. Which I never have gotten before, and it was completely unprompted. And my mom was like, trust me, I feel bad about it all the time. It's just that at the time your pediatrician said that you were pre-diabetic and that I should take action immediately.
And so I felt that I just wanted to do what was best for you.
Yeah, and that's what it was. Which, like, to be honest, I didn't even think that was a factor. I mean, she would sometimes say, I want you to be healthy. I want you to be healthy. But I always thought that was just,
you don't like how I look.
Yeah. I thought she just wanted me to be skinny like her.
Re-donating stuff, because we were talking about inequity with a bunch of people being able to get gifts, a bunch of people not being able to. Again, wouldn't it be nice to involve your kid and say, hey, you have a bunch of candy. Would you like to give any of it away to underprivileged kids who might have not gotten candy this year? And if they say no, don't shame them for it. That's not where they're at yet. Or you could also offer up the option, hey, would you like to keep half of your candy and then donate half to the
like a CVS checkout for kids.
Give half to the Switch Witch, and then we'll buy a toy and give it to somebody. I don't know. You know,
I kind of like that idea. That idea is a little bit nicer to me, of like, pick out the ones that you know you're not going to eat, or like, you know, pick out the less desirable candy.
Or pick out some of your favorites to give away, and then you have leftovers.
Yeah.
Like, it's a curated gift and not forced.
Sure. Just to be clear, when I say undesirable candy, I'm not talking about the Andes mint chocolate.
But it's undesirable to you.
To you.
It might not
be
undesirable to those kids.
Exactly.
Some people that could be a love nice candy thing. Corn.
Because a lot of candy does go to waste.
Yeah.
In my experience.
For sure. Lauren, thank you so much for sharing this experience.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I hope you've gotten the apologies that you deserve.
I do. And I'm going to have lots of Halloween candy this year to make
amazing.
Up for it.
Amazing. And we can't wait to have you on a great big episode for the listeners to get to know you better.
Yay. Thank
you. Yes. That'll be really soon, in like a
Coming
week and a half.
Soon.
Yeah.
That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And of course, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Happy Halloween.
Ooh.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.